You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Queenslander Stephen Hagan is no stranger to discrimination. In a recent incident, he was told by a petrol station worker he needed to prepay for fuel.
He said, we've had some issues with drive-offs. I said, beg your pardon? He said, you're going to have to prepay. I said, prepay what, mate? I said, are you asking the same thing of all these other white customers here? He just saw an Aboriginal man. And I find that in 2020 to be quite offensive.
He says his experiences over the years have left him frustrated.
Oh, it's exhausting. It really is. There's a deficit model associated with someone of Aboriginal appearance in this country. And that's the harsh reality. Australia's a very racist country.
And this experience isn't an isolated one. New data from the Australian National University shows 3 out of 4 Australians hold a racial bias against Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Men were slightly more biased than women, with Western Australians and Queenslanders showing higher levels of prejudice. The report's author, Siddharth Shirodkar, says the study tested 11,000 Australians over a decade since 2009, looking at the response time to images of white and Indigenous people.
What that actually meant in the form of the test was that they more quickly associated positive terms with Caucasian faces and negative terms with Indigenous faces. And that's how the test measures or tries to measure implicit bias.
The data comes from an implicit association test established as part of a collaboration between Project Implicit, a global initiative founded by researchers at Harvard University, the University of Washington, and the University of Virginia, plus a researcher at the University of Sydney. The Australian data has never been published before. Mr. Shirodkar says the presence of implicit bias, such as racial profiling, doesn't necessarily mean overt racism.
But if it's unchecked and unacknowledged and basically unconscious, then it can seep into our everyday decision making and how we just engage with one another. So it could be being a little bit more curt or a little bit more rough when you're talking to one person, whereas when you're talking to another person, you're a bit more polite.
Now, First Nations people say it's time for non-Indigenous Australians to step up. Summer May Finlay is a Yorta Yorta woman and a lecturer at the University of Wollongong.
3% of the population, we can be expected to carry the 97%. The 97% actually have to start doing the heavy lifting around this. Take the next step and then come to the rallies. Call out racism at the pub, on Twitter, with your friends.
Tens of thousands protested against Aboriginal deaths in custody and the high rates of Indigenous incarceration over the weekend. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says it's an issue the government is working through. And Stephen Hagan hopes it won't take another lifetime of his experience to resolve.
I'm at an age now where I might rather not be fronting a camera talking about discrimination. I'd like young people to take up the fight and do things, but it frustrates me that we haven't moved on. We just haven't moved on as a society.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.